My kid will never. The perfect imagined child fades. The trumpet sounds, and the perfectly behaved imagined child you swore you'd raise quietly, mercifully, dissolves. You remember the vow clearly. Before you had kids, you had opinions, loud ones, about screens and tantrums, and the parents who apparently just weren't trying hard enough. Somewhere in the last year, that whole imagined child, the one who never melted down in public and always ate the vegetables, quietly stopped existing, replaced by an actual, specific, gloriously imperfect kid you love more than the fantasy ever could have been loved. Judgment's trumpet call is an awakening, not a punishment. The moment you stop measuring your real child against a hypothetical one and finally, fully see the one in front of you. Let the old vow go. It was never going to survive contact with an actual person, and thank God for that. What may cross your path? An old, confident parenting opinion from before you had kids could come back to haunt you, hilariously. You might catch yourself doing the exact thing you swore you'd never do and laughing instead of cringing. A stranger's judgmental look could remind you, briefly, of the parent you used to be before you knew better. You may find yourself defending a choice to past you that current you makes without a second thought. Let the imaginary child go entirely. The real one, flaws and all, was always going to be better than the fantasy. Your mantra, I love the actual kid more than I ever loved the idea of one.